DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Charlotte Chelsonpil in Bonn. US President Barack Obama is due to meet his South African counterpart Jacob Zuma on Saturday, a day after arriving in the nation for the second leg of his Africa tour. His visit will likely be overshadowed by the ailing health of anti-apartheid campaigner Nelson Mandela, who is reportedly in an improved but critical condition. Before touching down in Pretoria, Obama described Mandela as a personal hero. But he said he would defer to Mandela's family over rumours of a visit to the 94-year-old's bedside. On Friday, Mandela's wife Winnie said the former president was doing much better after taking a turn for the worse last weekend. Mandela has been in intensive care since the 8th of June for a recurrent lung disease dating from his years in prison. During Obama's tour of South Africa, the president will visit Robben Island, where Mandela was imprisoned for 18 years. He's also expected to meet Archbishop Desmond Tutu. He flies to Tanzania on Monday. Two people have been killed and dozens injured in Egypt's second largest city, Alexandria, in clashes between supporters and opponents of Islamist President Mohamed Morsi. The US State Department has confirmed that a 21-year-old US citizen was among the dead. A third man was reportedly killed and more injured following an explosion in the canal city of Port Said at a protest. Police said it remains unclear whether the blast was connected to the unrest. Tens of thousands of people have been gathered in cities across Egypt for several days for rival protests, with clashes also reported in the capital Cairo. The violence comes ahead of a mass anti-government rally scheduled for Sunday. The US has issued a warning to Americans not to travel to Egypt and has told all non-essential diplomatic staff to leave the country. An appeals court in the US state of California has lifted a 2008 ban on gay marriage, following a ruling earlier in the week by the US Supreme Court. The lesbian couple, who spearheaded the legal battle against the ban, became the first to wed just hours after it was formally overturned. Kristen Perry and Sandy Steer were declared spouses for life in a ceremony at San Francisco City Hall. America's top court declared Wednesday that supporters of the ban did not have the authority to challenge a lower court judgment, which declared it unconstitutional. The ban, known as Proposition 8, was imposed 4.5 years ago, following a closely run referendum. Supporters of the ban, which was backed by 52% of California's electorate, have declared the ruling outrageous and vowed to have it reinstated. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. European Union leaders have agreed to negotiate Serbia's potential entry into the 27-nation bloc. In the second day of an EU summit in Brussels, officials said talks with Serbia would begin by January 2014 at the latest. European Council President Herman Van Rompuy said the agreement reflects Belgrade's recent steps towards improving ties with its former province of Kosovo. EU brokered talks in April saw the two nations agree to normalise relations. The decision comes just days before Croatia becomes the 28th EU state, following 10 years of membership negotiations. In Thailand, at least 7 soldiers have been killed in a roadside bomb in the nation's restive south. Police said a group of suspected insurgents detonated the bomb in Yala province in the early hours of Saturday morning. There was no claim of responsibility, but attacks are common in the region since the eruption of an Islamic insurgency in 2004. Rebel groups are believed to have killed more than 5,000 people in Thailand's Muslim-dominated south since the insurgency began. Local people complain of a long history of discrimination by Thai authorities in the Buddhist-majority nation. Turning to sports now, the 100th edition of the Tour de France is due to kick off on Saturday. Cycling's famous 3-week race will get underway in Corsica and will end in Paris on July 21st. Around 15 million spectators are expected to line the 21-stage course for this year's Sentinel celebration. For more news and information, why not check out our website at dw.de. This is Charlotte Chelsonpil coming to you from Bonn for Deutsche Welle News.